Welcome to this week's Future Toolbox Podcast. We explore the Z to A of life skills, where each letter stands for a topic and essential tool to help you get ahead in life. Meet Jules and Mark, creators of the multi-award-winning Future Toolbox, and enjoy their straightforward approach to creating growth mindsets that help people turn their dreams into realities. Whether you're a teen in education, a parent, a teacher, or part of a community group, start creating positive habits from today.
Hi there, it's Mark and Jules from the Future Toolbox here, and welcome to the latest episode of the Z to A of Life Skills.
Welcome.
So today we have M is for meditation, and that ties in nicely with Stress Awareness Day on the 2nd of November.
It does.
But what's even more exciting is we have a guest with us today.
Yes, we do. I'd like to introduce you to our associate within the Future Toolbox, the amazing, the wonderful, the luscious Lex Lovell. Welcome.
Woo-hoo. Thank you so much, Mark and Jules. It's really exciting to be here.
Yeah.
Looking forward to this.
So today is M for meditation, and we're going to talk a bit about stress and anxiety, which is one of your real specialities, isn't it?
Sure is, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, tell us a little bit more about yourself, Lex, and your company.
Okay, thank you. So my company is called Fresh Perspective. There's two parts to what I do. So I work one-on-one with people, and I use NLP. So it's a wonderful form of what I call therapy or coaching. Just helps people overcome any issues that they have in life, whether it's mental illness, confidence, self-esteem, but it's working a lot with mindsets to see how you've programmed your mindset, your language and your behavior. So a lot of the time that's why stress fits in really nice with it, because we can understand why you're stressed in the first place.
Oh, that sounds amazing. And how long have you been doing this for?
So therapy side, I've been doing that for about 9 years. But I also do mental health training. So again, that's what I know so much around stress, anxiety disorders. And I've been doing that for about 5 years.
Wow, sounds absolutely amazing. And with all the changes that have gone on over the last few years, do you offer that both face-to-face and online? Is that something that you're comfortable with?
Yeah. It's really interesting, isn't it? Because obviously pre-COVID, it wasn't really much done online. But actually now, yeah, majority of my stuff's done online. So I work with corporate companies, work a lot with one-to-ones, a real mixture. And yet they are a mixture. So online or still face-to-face.
So which is your favourite? Do you like doing group activities, or is one-to-one? And if you're talking about one-to-ones, how many sessions do you think somebody could possibly need so that you can really dig down and help them?
Yeah, it's always really interesting. And lots of people always ask me that, how long is this going to take when I do the one-to-ones? And I don't know, it's really hard. Like for me, it's a really hard thing to answer, because I don't know what's going on in the brain to start with. But I can always say without a doubt, by 2 or 3 sessions, we certainly know what's going on. So you kind of get a good time scale of how long that will be. But then also when you start to uncover one thing, it's amazing all the other stuff that comes, you know, starts to uncover with that as well. So it may be that we work through the one thing that they came with to me for, but then we start working through other stuff. So it could take longer.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And the other thing that I'd like to ask you, is there any sort of age restrictions? Because I know from the stuff that you've done with us within the Future Toolbox, you have worked with some teenagers within schools.
Yeah, that's right.
So are you comfortable working with teenagers, young children, adults, dare I say it, pensioners?
The whole hawk.
Yeah. Never too old to learn.
Never. Do you know, it's interesting, because my mum always says to me, I'm too old, I'm too old to change. And I'm like, Mum, you're never too old. If you want to, you'll change. That's the key. But honestly, I work with all ages. I've worked as young as 7 up until, 70s. So for me, just it's in my heart. I just want to help people. And if you come to me and you want help, then I don't care what age you are.
Yeah, that's really interesting, isn't it? Because we hear loads of people say, oh, I'm too old to do this, or that person's too young or whatever.
Especially to learn new things as well.
Yeah. This has just reminded me of something in my book, Don't Get Your Neck Tattoo book. And obviously that's the Z to A of Life Skills, where we came up with the idea for this podcast from. And there is actually a chapter in there called M is for Meditation, Time to Relax. So in the first page of it, it says stress and anxiety is probably higher in all age groups than it's ever been. Even children as young as primary school age are reported to be suffering. in truth, much of this pain is actually needless. And that's really amazing, because we've found that in recent years, when we were going into school, teenagers, young adults are talking about stress and anxiety. And I didn't even know what those words meant when I was that age.
Yeah.
So, you know, what is stress and anxiety?
Do you know, that's a really interesting question, because lots of people, when we're talking about stress, when whether it's clients or on my courses, obviously we do lots of sections around stress and trying to understand it and managing it. And lots of people will go, well, stress, isn't stress and anxiety the same thing? And I'm like, no, stress generally, yeah, stress is where it all comes from. Like we say, stress is not a mental illness. It's the beginning.
It's almost like a reaction to a problem or a situation that's occurring.
Yeah, do you know what? That's absolutely spot on, because stress is how we react when we feel under pressure or threatened.
Yes.
So it usually happens when we are in a situation that we just don't feel we can manage or control.
Wow. Because we talk a lot in our workshops about the fight or flight mode.
Yeah.
And again, it's in the book, funny enough. So we've got here fight or flight, and we use the analogy of when a lion attacks an animal in the wild, the animal will either stand its ground and fight the lion and try and scare it off, or it'll run away and hide.
I'd run away and hide.
Yeah. Do you know what? So. Yeah.
So that's the thing, isn't it? You run away from the lion, you're hiding up a tree, and you're thinking, oh my God, is that lion?
Hopefully it'll go away. It'll stop.
Where's that lion gone? And in truth, it's probably gone somewhere else, hasn't it? It's probably gone to attack another animal or something.
I think the interesting thing is when things are rational and you're not under stress, it's you kind of go, there, like, I'd run. But actually, you don't know what your body's going to do in that time. It will pick what it feels safe to do, that fight, flight, or freeze.
Yeah.
So it will choose. But it's really interesting, because you think, well, actually, you know, anxiety, we're looking at, like, what we're talking about when we talk about anxiety, is it anxiety or an anxiety disorder? Because they're two different things.
Yes.
Where lots of people, you'll say to people, like, anyone ever felt anxious? Like, what's anxiety? And everyone jumps into talking about an anxiety disorder. We're like, no, like, we all have anxiety. It's really, really natural. Because our body's response, isn't it, to know that there's danger about. And we wouldn't get anxiety without stress. It doesn't just pop up. It's where stress first comes from.
Yeah, and in reality, anxiety or stress is your body's natural reaction, because you're trying to protect yourself, and that's what your body's trying to do. It senses a danger, doesn't it? And it's trying to think of a way to eliminate that danger.
Mm.
But because you're scared, or it's created that, then your stress levels or the anxiety levels just rise, don't they?
Yeah, without a doubt. And that's it. It's like going back to the cave days. So it was a safety thing. Like, we need it to kick in. We need it to kick in to kind of go, actually, it's the reason it's there is to go, I feel threatened. I don't feel safe. Obviously, back then, you know, today, cave days, if you didn't have it, you'd have been eaten by animals.
That lion.
And now we don't have to worry about the safety side of it. But of course, we still get anxiety today. It's normal. Like, I'm sitting here, this is my first ever podcast. I've come in like, oh my God, my anxiety is there. I feel nervous. But I know that's okay. It's normal. I'm sitting here. That's going.
That's really, really interesting, because as you're saying, it's normal, because it is. It's something new. You're going to feel anxious. You are going to feel nervous. It's going to bring those stressings in, which is a good thing, because to me, I think that shows that you care about what you're going to say. So some stresses, some anxieties are actually good, and some are negative, aren't they?
So just think about a real life example. When we do something from Smart in Your Study in our workshops, we come across quite a lot of students who are really stressed because they know they've got to do this piece of work. They've got to learn this fact for the exam, and they don't understand it.
Mm.
So at that moment, when they first find out about that, I guess that's stress. And then maybe they notice some of their classmates are flying ahead and they're learning it, and they can't get their head around it. Then they feel a bit silly asking the teacher a question, whatever. So I guess that's when the anxiety kick in, because they're laying awake at night thinking about it. And that manifests into a much bigger problem, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most definitely. Like, lots of times people will say, well, hang on a minute. Like, there, how come you've got two school kids doing exactly the same thing? Why is one stressed and one's not? And I would say it's not as simple as that. It's actually what's going on behind the scenes for the other person. Yeah, because if you look at stress, like, we're all different. So if you can imagine, if I use an example of what we call the stress container, which is a great way to kind of explain how stress works and how we manage it. So you've got two people, so we've all got a stress container. But depending on what's going on in your life, depending the vulnerability, so the more vulnerable you are, the smaller the container is going to be. Okay, so it might be that child that's not managing so well might be actually their container's really small, so they can't take on as much as the other school kid, that actually their container might be massive. So that's not an issue.
That's a really good analogy. I like that. So it's almost like one person might be carrying around one of those little cups that you put the water in, and somebody might have a bucket or something
brilliant.
Yeah, look at the size of my stress container, I can handle this.
Yeah, and exactly. And if you think like someone carrying that huge, huge bucket is only a tiny little bit of water in there. So of course they're going to be able to take on so much more stress. Yeah. We could throw loads at them and they'd still manage really well. Where that other one that's carrying that tiny container, but it's full of water, they cannot take any more. Thing is when that container overflows, that's when the issues occur. Okay. So it's things like not sleeping well at night or emotional snapping, depression, anxiety. It's where it all comes from.
It all starts there. Yeah. Wow.
So again, I guess we see a lot of teens where maybe they get a hard time because they can't learn something. Yeah. But then they might have a big stress container. It's like, well, we'll put maths and English in there. Mm-hmm. Then we'll put the exams in there. Then we'll put this coursework in there. Then we'll put drama in there. But then at home, there might be somebody pouring another liquid in. Water's been poured in there. Now we're pouring some milk in. That milk could be that there's a family breaker, mm-hmm. or they aren't getting on particularly well with their sister or their brother or whatever. There might be a parent's lost a job, so all of a sudden there's money worries, and then we're pouring another liquid in there. That could be, I don't know, Coca-Cola or something. Yeah. Now we've got a horrible mix, haven't we?
That's it. Water, milk and Coke.
That sounds disgusting. But this person's got a concoction of a real mess, haven't they?
And that, just talking there, you're just talking about school and home.
Yes.
What about outside influences? What about what's going on socially? What's going on for social media for them? Media. Everything around us. That's what you've got to remember. It's literally, I look and thing everything in life is constantly going into our stress container. But that's the thing, people don't look behind the scenes. It's quick enough just to look to go, right, well, why can't you manage at school? Well, actually, who stops anyone? Or why can't you manage and do your job? Well, actually, let me just stop and ask you, what's going on in your life right now?
I think that's a massive question, because people will just focus on the one thing, because why can't you do this? But then you need to look at what else is going on. There's such a big picture, and in this world at the moment, there is so much going on, and there's so many distractions, and particularly teenagers, young people, you know, having to, with the social media, having to look a certain way and all the rest of it. It is a very, very difficult, tough time to be a youngster trying to get through all of this and come out the other end as a so-called adult.
Do you know what, Jules? You're absolutely spot on with that, because so many people look at kids like, you know, when I chat to the older generation and they'll go, oh, kid, God, what they got to worry about today? And I'm like, loads. You know, when you just think about even social media on its own, that you just think, we didn't have that when we were younger, so we didn't have any of that pressure. You know, if we were bullied at school, we could literally go home and lock ourselves in for the night. We didn't have to deal with anything till the following day. That doesn't happen anymore. Still bombarded, because that's the kids' world. So yeah, they have huge pressures.
That is massively true, because I remember when I was at school, I was never into any fashion design labels or anything. And I used to get the Mickey taken out of my trainers or whatever, my school bag, because it wasn't humor or high tech or whatever.
Oh God, those old
teenagers are probably listening to it going, what are those?
Sick of that.
But social media, I could just go home, walk away from it and not worry about it. But social media wasn't there to tell me that I needed all these things. So what would you say to a teenager who's looking at social media all the time thinking, I've got to look like that, I've got to be like that?
Yeah, that is tough. Like, it is tough, and I do work with kids, and it is, because it's trying to fit in with the world, isn't it? And that's why you can see so many kids, or the ones that I work with, have that low confidence and low self-esteem, because they don't know who they are. You know, they're not building that character of kind of going, this is me, this is who I want to be, or I'll experiment. It's like, no, social media is almost like, you have to be a certain way, this is how you need to look.
Yeah, absolutely.
Damaging.
I think that is very difficult for any young person or young adult, is social media does assume that they can immediately be this person. And for myself, growing up, I had no idea what I wanted to be, who I was. Mm. I don't think they're allowed to experiment as much as like definitely say we not. Did in yeah. terms of what we're going to wear, what mm. music that we liked, yeah. anything like that. We don't have to conform. They have to conform these days.
Yeah,
whereas
most definitely.
We were allowed a little bit of space to experiment and make our own minds up. Mm. And I don't think they're being allowed to have that amount of time no. these days.
I mean, yeah. Definitely not. Yeah, I agree with that. Not only social media. You look at the TV, reality TV shows. It's, yep, yeah, it's everything. It's everywhere there, they turn it? Is how they're supposed to be.
Yeah, so how can we help with their stress levels?
So helping. Okay, I'll tell you what. If we go back to when I was talking about the stress container.
Yeah.
So when we think about where I say to you, like obviously if the stress container gets too high, it's going to overflow. So the idea is to be able to bring those levels down. Okay, so imagine you've got a tap on your container.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we call our coping strategies.
Oh, right.
So the idea is that you should be turning the tap on, well, I say throughout the day. Don't wait till those levels get too high, which most of us are doing. You know, we're running on stress all the time. So actually just stop throughout the day, turn that tap on every now and then. But what we want to be looking at is helpful coping strategies, all right? We do have unhelpful, which a lot of us use.
Yes.
Yep, which yes. is the not talking, the drugs, the alcohol, all those sorts of things. Now, we need to move away from those because all they're doing is filling your container back up, okay? They're not helping.
Yeah.
So think about, right, what is helpful coping strategies? So I say to people, de-stress. Think about what do you do to de-stress? And everyone's going to be different, okay? It might be exercise, mm-hmm. might be going for a walk, gardening, and meditation. So meditation is a really good coping strategy.
Woohoo! Aim is for meditation. Yeah. Yeah, so meditation is fantastic. But there's always this big myth that you have to be going to a Buddhist retreat on the top of a mountain in Nepal yes. or something like that, isn't it?
Sounds nice.
Meditation.
I would love that.
Yeah. I love that type of meditation. Not that I've been to Nepal, but how do we meditate where we don't have to go to the top of a mountain in Nepal? I mean, you go to a meditation session every week, don't you?
Yes, I do. Every Friday, a lovely lady, Sarah, who runs an organisation called Lemon Kind, she runs a session for our charity, Breast Friends Northamptonshire. And it's absolutely fantastic. She teaches us to be mindful, to understand how to be in the present moment. And when you have these anxious thoughts or stressors, how to allow them to come in, understand them and let them go and not let them take over your day. But each session always ends with an absolutely amazing meditation, which I always find leaves me feeling, yes, nice and relaxed, but also nicely energized because you've spent an hour with yourself being in that moment and you've let go of those things that are stressing you, the thoughts that are giving you the anxiety, and you just feel really energized and ready to cope with the rest of the week, the rest of the day. So I find meditation a very, very valuable tool to help.
Absolutely, because every Friday after you've done that meditation, I always notice that you're ready to take on the world. It's brilliant. Do you do any meditation, Lex? Well, I know you do, but what sort of meditation do you do?
Do you know what? It's really interesting. Like, I didn't actually start meditation till last year. And the only reason I started it was I didn't go through a great patch in my life last year. And I just thought I need to try other things than what I'm doing. So meditation was one of them. And the great thing is, like, so many people move away from meditation for exactly that, thinking, oh, well, do you know, it's an hour. You've got to cross your legs, you know, whatever for an hour. Yes, exactly. And it's nothing like that. That's the beauty. I literally go onto YouTube and it depends on where my head is of what I'm looking for. You know, whether it is, oh, I need positivity or overthinking. So I kind of pop that into YouTube and depending on how long I've got. So a lot of the time I was just doing 10 minutes. So I'd wake up in the morning. It would be the first thing I put on, like a morning meditation for 10 minutes. And then I'd do one in the evening again when I went to bed. So it just set me up for the day, or it was ready for when I went to sleep. So that's what I say to people, like, please don't shy away from it thinking, well, I haven't got an hour to do it. Yeah, you can do it for as long as 5 minutes, and you have got 5 minutes. Yeah, even the school kids can take themselves away
for
5 minutes.
Yeah, everybody can find 5 minutes through their day, and the benefits are absolutely phenomenal, aren't they?
And that's exactly what I took from, if sometimes during the day I was popping them in, and even if I had like a 15-minute break from my courses, I'd be like, do you know what, 5 minutes. And it just switches you off from where you're at that moment to kind of go, right, I'm set to go again. It's so worth trying.
It is absolutely worth giving it a go. And, you know, don't be one of these people that you do it once, think, well, was that it?
Yeah. I would say that.
Do need to give it a go a few times for it to really understand what the benefits are. But yeah, definitely keep going with it.
Keep going. Or like I say to people, you know, it is a wonderful tool to have, but it isn't for everyone. But you've got to try it, and you've got to kind of stick at it for a few times or even a week. Try and stick at it. If it's not for you, that's absolutely fine. You've tried it.
Yeah.
But it does work for a lot of people, so don't shy away from it.
Yeah, so I tried one, a really simple one called the 4x4x4 technique.
Okay.
So you breathe in for 4 seconds.
Yeah.
Hold it for 4 seconds and then breathe out for 4 seconds. And a friend taught me that actually while we was in a lockdown webinar, I think. He said, let's do this. It took a minute right at the start of our session. And it was amazing because all of a sudden you realise that now you are relaxed and ready to go with the session. Another one of my favourite one, I call it beach visualisation, because anybody who's listening to our podcast, they know that we love a beach.
When
it's throwing it down with rain in grey and cold in England, it's really good sometimes just to find a place that's really, really quiet and just close your eyes and visualise being on one of your favourite beaches in, I don't know, like Lanzarote or... I always picked Cape Panwa in Thailand. Yes. You knew I was going to say that, didn't you? Or even not just necessarily laying on a beach, but I love sometimes visualising running through a forest or running through the sand dunes in Fuerteventura. They're another place. I feel like I'm meditating now.
Yeah.
We're
with you, Mark. We're talking. I was visualising it as
we're
well.
We're on that beach.
Yeah. I could hear the waves, the gentle lapping of the sea. For me, that's a visualisation, but also the hearing sensation as well of hearing that, because I find that really, really relaxing. But you also mentioned breathing. And one of the things massively that breathing is phenomenal. And sometimes if I feel a little bit anxious or a little bit worked up, I do 3 massive deep breaths, but really long deep breaths in and deep breaths out. And after 3, honestly, I can feel the relaxation, the calming running through my body. Yeah. And it's phenomenal. It's amazing.
The thing is, when we stress or feel anxious, that's because we're shallow breathing. We're not getting enough oxygen in. We're breathing from our chest. Yeah. So when you can take those deep breaths in, you're kind of doing that belly breathing. So it just stops to bring everything in, which does instantly make you feel calm.
Well, I'm really, really enjoying this. So what can we take away from today's podcast?
I think for me, the biggest one's that stress container. And think about turning that tap on every day, multiple times. Get rid of that mix of milk, water and cola that's in there. That'll be nicely congealed. Yeah. Let that out. But on a serious note, that's massive for me. To release that stress multiple times through the day and bring in maybe that very, very quick meditation.
Definitely. And I think that's it. Honestly, like the stress container is such an awesome tool to have. And you can visualise it as well. But don't allow the levels to rise. Know when you're stressed, that's key. Don't ignore it because it's not going anywhere. Think about what you can do today. The coping strategies. What we'd recommend is go away and think about what your coping strategies are. Okay, write all of those down and start using them. So there's a tool for you. Meditation, as we were saying, is a really lovely, useful coping strategy or another tool.
Breathing. I find that a fabulous way calm, bring that calm back into yourself and your mind and your body, because that's what you need.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we definitely need to come back to this, don't we?
Yep.
But Lex, thanks so much for those tools. That's amazing.
Thank you.
And for our listeners, where can they find you?
Yeah, so you can find me. My website is lexlovell.com, and I'm also on social media. So you will find me under Lex Lovell there as well.
Fantastic.
Amazing. Yeah, so thank you so much. Like, as I say, I was nervous coming into this, but actually I've loved it. It's just like us sitting having a chat.
We could have been here.
Thank you. It's been brilliant. Thank you.
Well, we're going to get you back on another one very, very soon. For our listeners out there, thank you very much for subscribing and listening to our podcast. We really, really appreciate that. You can find us on futuretoolbox.co.uk. You can also follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. We look forward to speaking to you all soon.
Bye for now.
Thank you for joining us for the Z2A of Life Skills with Jules and Mark of the Future Toolbox. Don't forget to head over to their website, which is futuretoolbox.co.uk, where you can find lots of free resources, plus a host of books in the store, as well as subscribing to the membership site. Follow Future Toolbox Instagram, TikTok and Facebook at Future Toolbox, and subscribe to their YouTube channel too.